92.7. School counselors are calling on parents to keep the lines of communication open with their children at all times so that they're able to talk about bullying as soon as it starts happening. Sometimes these counselors become the first line of defense when a child is being mistreated at school or online. For the month of November, Hot 1027 News has been looking at bullying from every imaginable angle and roping in the experts to tell us what we can do about it. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Kerry Lee Evangelides is a registered counsellor who's done extensive training in trauma-related counselling in line with HPSCA ethical regulations. She's based at Crawford Preparatory Loanhill in a permanent capacity. Kerry Lee has pretty much seen all the ugly sides to bullying.
With the younger children hitting or kicking each other or tripping one another, the verbal type of bullying, a lot of name-calling, teasing, and also spreading rumours, leaving people out groups, also cyberbullying, a lot of messaging.
She says they do their best to offer practical intervention and equip kids with tools to deal with abuse.
Teaching them empathy and EQ and almost giving them sort of role case scenarios around respect, diversity and inclusion. So there are lessons that happen each weekly around those topics.
But she says parents need to provide a safe place to land every time.
I think sometimes children perceive, you know, their parents as, oh, I'm going to be punished or be in trouble or have consequences. You know, I've done this mistake or done this incorrectly. But parents need to stress the emphasis of saying, you know, that we're always your safe place, no matter what is happening around us.
She says parents can get into the practice of becoming more emotionally available by asking their children very specific questions, like, who did you play with today? What was the low point of your day? And who made you smile? The most important bit is to listen carefully to the answers. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.